The remainder expressed doubt or agnosticism. This fact is not apparently very well known, even within that academy itself. In 1998, Bruce Alberts, then president of NAS, urged the teaching of Darwinian evolution in public schools, claiming that there are many very outstanding members of this academy who are very religious people, people who believe in evolution, many of them biologists. Larson and Witham commented crisply, "Our survey suggests otherwise." By contrast, most humans have never believed in atheism or materialism. Indeed, religion may well have been around as long as humans. 70,000 years ago, the Neanderthals, an extinct species of human, buried their dead with tools, apparently to be used in another world. Significantly, many Neanderthal dead were placed in a fetal position, suggesting that Neanderthals expected to be born again when they died. British archaeologist Paul Pettit reports, "At the Cima de los Huesos, Pit of the Bones at Atapuerca in Spain, over 32 individuals of Homo heidelbergensis, dating to over 200,000 years ago, were found at the bottom of a deep shaft. It is possible that these bones all got there accidentally, but I doubt it. Caves and sinkholes are dark, mysterious places. They echo with the strange sounds of wind and water. In later periods, they were regarded as gateways to the other world. It seems far more likely that early Neanderthals perceived them in a similar way." Why don't most people believe in materialism? Early 20th century psychiatrists theorized that spirituality is driven by a desire for a father figure or an unconscious desire to avoid death. Those explanations were plausible attempts to explain spirituality, though by their nature they were untestable. They also tended to be Eurocentric, assuming that developments in European Christianity or Judaism were representative of religion worldwide. Unfortunately, the progress of science, far from shedding light, has led to a host of less plausible explanations today. Today's explanations have degenerated into notions that sometimes border on the frivolous, such as the supposed evolutionary fitness of religious people, theotoxins, poisonous chemicals in the brain damage, memes, a god gene or a god spot in the brain. We will look at many current proposed explanations and show why they are inadequate to the explanatory task. For now, note that all these contending explanations have one feature in common.